哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2
第十四节和十五节
Verses 14 and 15。
然而所学气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
But the natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised.
属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。
But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no man.
哥林多前书第三章
First Corinthians chapter 3，
我们从第一节念到第四节
1:1-3。
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual man, but as to man of flesh, even as babes in Christ.
我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那是你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
I give you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it, indeed even now.You are not yet able.
你们仍是说肉体的，因为在你们中间有极度纷争，这岂不是受不肉体照着世人的样子行吗？
For you are still fleshly, for since there is jealousy, strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men?
又说我是说保罗的，有说我是说亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
For when one says, I'm a Paul, another I'm Apollos, are you not mere man?
请我们低头
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we indeed thank you.
因着你自己的怜悯和恩典，你叫我们再一次能聚集在你的面前。
Because of your mercy, your grace, once again we gather in your presence.
我们感谢赞美你，因为在你的面前乃是站在圣地。
In your presence, Lord, indeed we are standing on holy ground.
主啊，我们要脱去我们的鞋，要匍匐在你的面前。
Lord, we want to take off our shoe. We want to bow low at your feet.
主啊，你有什么话，你有什么吩咐，请说。
Lord, if you have any word, any instruction, Lord, do speak to our hearts.
求你给我们里面有亮光，在里面有顺服。
Lord, enlighten our hearts. Give us an obedient heart.
叫我们真是能行在光中，如同你住在光中。
That we may walk in the light as you are in the light.
好叫我们能彼此相交，你儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
As we fellowship, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins.
我们愿意在你众儿女的中间能得着你所要得着。
We desire to receive all that you desire to receive this day.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 感谢主叫我们今天早晨再能一同聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord that again we can assemble together in His presence.
我们每一个早晨，我们盼望一同来看树林的成长。
Every morning we are here considering together this matter of spiritual maturity.
我相信弟兄姊妹 里面已经感觉树林的神常成长是完全神的旨意。
I'm sure we are all very much aware that spiritual maturity is God's will for his people.
神的旨意不要我们永远做孩子。
God's will is not for us to remain as children.
神的旨意只要我们长大成人。
God's will is for us to grow up to be mature.
因为只有长大成人的人才能配得过神的儿子基督耶稣。
And only those who are grown up, they indeed can inherit the sonship that's in Christ Jesus.
只有长大的人才能与主一同负责任。
Only those who are grown up can share the responsibility with the Lord Jesus.
只有长大的人才能起来服侍我们的主。
Only those who are mature.They are able to serve the Lord.
也只有长大的人才能进入那个树林的征战。
Only those who are truly mature, they can enter spiritual warfare.
叫神的旨意能通行在这个地上。
So that God's will can be done on earth.
所以我们都清楚说，树林的神成长乃是神的旨意。
So we know that to be mature.Is God's will.
而在我们这一面呢，我们所以追求树林的成长，也是为着满足神的心。
Even on our part, our seeking to be mature is also to for God's will.
我盼望没有一个人追求树林的成长是为着自己。
I hope no one seek to be mature for themselves.
我盼望每一个弟兄姊妹。都能起来追求属灵的成长。
I wish that all of us will rise up and seek to be mature.
因为这是神所喜悦的。
Because this is what the Lord delights.
如果我们这样追求的话，我们就有安全。
If we seek it in this right way, then we have the protection or the safety of.
否则的话，我们虽然是追求属灵，但是我们很可能进入迷惑的里面。
If not, then our seeking will end up in deception.
我们昨天早晨也一同交通到儿子的名分。
Yesterday we share on this matter of sonship.
在创世之前，神在基督里面已经拣选了我们。
We are chosen in Christ Jesus even before the foundation of the world.
因为他爱我们。他就在基督里面，他赐给我们这个儿子的名分。
Because he loved us in Christ, he has already given us this place, this thought of sonship.
当我们信主的时候，神就把这儿子名分的灵就放在我们里面。
When we receive the Lord Jesus, God gives us the spirit of the sonship.
我们里面如果顺着这一个儿子的灵的话，
If we are being led by the Spirit,
我们就里面要求我们要长成。
Then there's a demand in us that we should grow.
这个儿子的灵在我们里面要求我们长大。
The Spirit of the Son in us desire to grow in us.
我们这样的长大，我们才能被安置在儿子的地位上。
As we grow, then we can be placed in the place of son.
在新约里面，我们看见这个儿子名分这一个名词。
In the New Testament, we have this term sonship.
在旧约的里面，我们所看见的是长子的名分。
But in the Old Testament, it is the birthright of the firstborn.
是在旧约里面那个长子的名分呢，就是新约里面儿子的名分。
The Old Testament, the birthright of the firstborn is the Old New Testament sonship.
因为我们知道在旧约里面，这个长子的名分是非常的重要。
We know in the Old Testament, the birthright.Is a very important thing.
不但做长子的人，他得到双份的这个遗产。
The firstborn who is to inherit double portion of inheritance.
并且一个 做长子的人他就承受了神给亚伯拉罕所有的应许。
And also the firstborn is to inherit all God's promises to Abraham.
我们看见以扫他怎样轻看这个长子的名分。
We saw how Esau despised his birthright.
他为着一碗这个红头汤他就把长子的名分卖掉了。
He sold his birthright for a bowl of lentil soup.
结果他虽然盼望能得着长子的祝福，但是他不能得着。
But even though he sought to gain that the blessing of birthright, the firstborn, but he failed.
但是雅各他渴慕这个长子的名分。
But Jacob longed for the birthright of the firstborn.
他也得着了这个长子的祝福。
And he received the blessing of the firstborn.
所以弟兄姊妹。
盼
望我们不要轻看这个儿子的名分。
So we should not overlook this matter of sonship.
我们不要像以扫一样，为着贪图世界上一点点的暂时的满足，而我们就轻看了这个荣耀无比儿子的名分。
We should not be like Esau for a little temporal, small earthly gain that we forfeit.That glorious inheritance that belonged to the firstborn. Well, and finish the work of redemption.
圣经告诉我们说，神的旨意要他在众弟兄中做长子。
And in the scripture, we know it was God's thought that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
他是长子。
He is the firstborn.
这个长子不但是指着他是第一个生的。
This firstborn does not mean he was the first one born.
我们已经说过，他乃是优先，又是主宰。
And that means he's also the priority, he's also the sovereignty.
因为他是长子。
Because he is the firstborn.
所以他就要把他自己这个长子的性格，他要组织在众弟兄的里面。
Because he is the firstborn, he desires to impart his nature and character among those within his brethren.
我们做他众弟兄的人，都要有这个长子的性格在我们里面。
And、we his brethren, we also have the character of the firstborn.
叫我们都被磨成。神的儿子的形象
so we can be formed into the image of the God's beloved Son.
所以到希伯来书的时候，就给我们看见。
So when it comes to the book of Hebrews,
我们不是来到这个西南山。
We do not come to Mount Sinai.
我们不是在那里恐惧战惊。
We are not there in fear and trembling.
我们乃是来到锡安山。
We have come to Mount Zion.
我们乃是来到神总长子聚会。这总会
We are coming to the General Assembly, the firstborn of God.
所以你在这里看见说，这个长子的总会啊，就是指说教会说的。
The firstborn of the Assembly of God, that means that is the church.
在那个总会的里面，每一个人都是长子。
In that General Assembly, everyone is a firstborn.
因为都有这个长子的性格。完成在他们的里面。
Because the firstborn's character are now all formed in us.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们今天感谢赞美神。
Today we thank God.
他竟然这样的爱我们。
He loves us so much.
他要我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能磨成他儿子的形象。
He desired that each of us conform to the image of his beloved son.
在他的眼中乃是众长子的总会。
In his sight, we are the assembly of the firstborn.
那今天早晨我们愿意再交通另外一件事。
This morning we are to go on to a further matter.
我们要来看受肉体的信徒有什么特征。
Today we'd like to consider what are the characteristics of a carnal man.
按照我们属灵生命的程度来讲
，as far as the measure of our spiritual growth,
我们已经看见过有儿女，有儿子。
There are children and their sons.
有的是在基督里做婴孩的。
They are those babes in Christ.
有的是在基督里做了完全的人。
They are those perfect in Christ.
这个是说生命的那个程度来讲。
Those are the stages of our life in Christ.
就着我们的生命的性质来讲。
As far as the nature of the life.
全世界上的人分作三个大类。
There are three classifications.
我们在哥林多前书第二章和第三章的里面。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and chapter 3.
我们看见说，就着我们生命的性质来讲。
As far as the nature of our life.
全世界上的人是分作三个大类。
The people in this world, we can classify them into three categories.
第一种的人是称为所血气的人。
The first is the natural man.
在英文里头就翻作天然的人。
It's the natural man of the flesh, natural man.
这个天然的人。
This natural man.
就是他活着是完全靠着他这个天然的魂来活。
He exists by his natural life, his soul life.
他缺少这个圣灵的教训和能力。
There's no spiritual teaching, there's no spiritual power.
这样的一个人是说天然的。
This kind of man, we call them natural man.
我们在哥林多前书第十五章四十四节和四十五节。
And first in 15, we have
四十四节和四十五节。
44 and 45.
告诉我们说，我们四十五节。
45
经上也是记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人。小注里头说，活着血气，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
So also it is written, the first man Adam became a living soul, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
但属灵的不在先，所血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。
However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual.
这里告诉我们说，亚当呢，他乃是一个所血气的。
Here we are told that Adam is natural.
神创造他的时候。
When God created him,
叫他成了一个有灵的活魂
and he became a living soul.
他里面有一个灵
There is a spirit within him.
接着这一个灵可以与神灵来交通
Through his spirit, he can communicate with God who is spirit.
同时他也是一个活的魂
He's also a living soul.
他有他的思想，他有他的意志，他有他的情感。
He has his thought, his intellect, his will, his emotion.
当然，他也有一个身体，可以与他外面的环境来接触。
He also has a body to get to sense his surrounding.
但是因为亚当在伊甸园里面犯罪的缘故
Because Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden.
我们记得圣经里头告诉我们说，这一棵树上的果子就是分别善恶树，你不能吃。
And the Lord warned our first parents that he is not to eat the trees of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的日子，你就要死。
Because the day you eat, you shall die.
但是我们看见亚当。他吃了这个分离善恶树的果子。
But after he had eaten the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
他没有就在那一个天呢，他就死去了。
He did not die instantly.
我们看见亚当活了好几百岁。
We know he lived for a long, long time.
并且他还生儿养女。
And he begot children.
好像他是很活泼的过了多少的年。
As though he was alive and he lived for many, many years.
但是神的话说，在你吃的日子，你就
But God's word said, the day you eat, you shall surely die.
我们相信说，他在吃的日子，他真的死了。
So we believe the day he ate that fruit, he indeed he died.
他这个死不是他魂和身体的死。
This death is not his soul or his body.
这个死是从他的灵里面开始。
This death begins in his spirit.
因为他犯罪的缘故，他的灵向着神就断绝了。
Because he sinned, therefore his spirit is cut off from God.
当他的灵与神隔这个隔断的时候，在他的灵在神面前说已经死了。
So when his spirit is cut from God, his spirit is now dead.
所以他就完全活在落在他的魂和身体的里面。
And so now he slowly lives with his soul, he lives in his body.
好像有大树里面所告诉我们的，他是完全所失去没有灵。
So he's all in his full flesh and there's no spirit.
虽然灵这个气构啊，机构啊，还在那里。
Even the faculty of spirit was still within him.
That organ.
The organ of spirit was still in him.
但是从神那里来说，与神已经断绝了交通。
But as far as God's concerned, the communication between God and him is now cut off.
所以他的灵是死的。
And now his spirit is now dead.
他完全成了一个所血气的人。
And he become a soulful person.
他成了一个天然的人。
He becomes a natural man.
所以这个天然的人就是指着亚当说的。
So this natural man refers to Adam.
他是属土的。
He's earthly.
他就是完全活在他的这个魂里面。
And he lived by his soul.
这样的人，
this kind of people，
他对树林的事情是完全不知道。
He can never know or understand spiritual matters.
他不能接受树林的事情。
He cannot receive spiritual things.
他不但不能接受，他也不能知道。
He cannot not only cannot accept, but he can never understand.
所以我们今天看见世界上的人，
so we look at the people of the world.
都是所血气的。
They all belong to the natural man.
我们看见世界上的人，有的人很聪明。
Some of the people of the world are very bright.
他们能研究各种的科学。
They can research in many scientific fields.
他们能进入这个哲学各种的学问。
They can go into philosophy.
你与他谈话的时候，他好像样样都懂。
And you talk to them as though they know everything.
但是当你与他谈到属灵事情的时候，他一窍都不通。
Comes to matter of spiritual things, they are totally ignorant.
因为他的灵已经死了。
Because they are spiritually dead.
他是完全成了一个属土的人。
They become an earthly man.
这样的人就是指着世界上的人。
This is what we find the people of the world.
世界上所有的人都是属血气的人。
All the people in this world, they are all natural men, men of flesh.
所谓上流一点的人是活在他的堕落的魂里面。
They live by their fallen soul.
稍微下流一点的人，他是活在他这个肉体的私欲里面。
And for those that are lower in the society, they live simply by their physical life.
都是属土的人。
They are all earthly.
但是感谢赞美神，
But praise God.
有一天神的恩典临到一些的人，
Then the grace of the Lord came upon a group of people.
因着我们信主耶稣的缘故，
Because of our faith in the Lord Jesus.
结果圣灵就把我们死去的灵把它点活过来，
And the Holy Spirit comes and quickens our dead spirit.
他更新了我们这个灵，
He renewed our
所以以西结书告诉我们说，神给我们一个新的灵。
So Ezekiel says he has given us a new spirit.
我们的灵就苏醒过来。
And now our spirit is now revived.
在约翰三章第六节说，从灵生的就是灵。
And John 3:6, from the spirit, that from the spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
That which of the flesh is flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
That's born of the spirit is spirit.
圣灵因着我们信主的缘故，他就重生了我们。
Because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit regenerated.
重生是特别执着我们这个灵来说的。
Born again, regenerate has to do with our spirit.
我们的灵就活过来。
And our spirit now revived.
圣灵就住在我们的心的灵里面。
And then the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
一同证明我们是神的儿女。
Bear witness that we are children of God.
所以在这里给我们看见说，那第二个人乃是叫人活的灵。
So we see here the second man.Is a life-giving spirit.
那个是说我们的主耶稣说的。
That refers to our Lord Jesus.
他把灵赐给了我们。
He gives us the Holy Spirit.
给我们一个新的灵。
Give us a new spirit.
也把他的灵放在我们的新的灵里面。
And He put that spirit in our hearts.
这样我们就成了一个属天的人。
Then we become a heavenly people.
按照神的旨意
according to God's will
我们这整个的人是有一个相当的次序
there is an order in our being
我们这个人是三二一的人
this man is tripartite, three parts
有灵有魂有身体
we have spirit, we have soul, we have body
神的旨意要叫我们的灵做主人
God's will is that theSpirit should be the master.
因为圣灵是住在我们的灵里面。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
我们让圣灵在我们灵里头做主。
We allow the Holy Spirit in our spirit. He is Lord there.
而我们的魂就做了管家了。
Then our soul becomes the manager.
而我们的身体就做了这个仆人。
And then our body becomes the servant.
我们在灵里面与神交通。
In our spirit we commune with God.
从圣灵来接受指示。
From the spirit we receive God's direction.
然后就传给我们这回
Then we instruct the soul
叫我们的心思意念来接受神的旨意
And through the renewed mind of the soul we accept God's will
并且喜悦神的旨意
And even we delight in God's will
然后我们的魂就传达到我们的身体去实行神的旨意
And then the soul will instruct the body to carry out the will of God
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
就着神的救恩来说
As far as God's salvation is concerned
所有蒙恩得救的人
All those who have been born by God
从世界这一个所失去的人中间被拯救出来
We are separated from that switch of natural
现在我们都成了属灵的人
We are now all spiritual men and women
所以每一个蒙恩得救的人应当是一个属灵的人
So every regenerated person must be a spiritual person
因为圣灵已经住在他的灵里面
Because the Holy Spirit already indwells in your spirit
他能明白属灵的事情
You can understand spiritual matters
并且我们要看见说这个神的旨意要经过他的心思意念，一直达到他的身体来实行。
And we can see it was God's will that His will be carried from the spirit through the soul and through the body.
每一个蒙恩得救的人
，everyone who's been received grace，
都应当是随从圣灵的人。
We ought to live by the spirit.
我们不再随从肉体了。
We should not mind the things of the flesh.
我们是随从圣灵了。
We should mind the things of the spirit.
我们不再体贴肉体的事了。
We do not mind the things of the flesh.
我们是体贴圣灵的事。
We mind the things of the spirit.
因为体贴圣灵的是生命和平安。
Because we mind the spirit is life and peace.
我们是活在灵里面。
We live by in the spirit.
我们行走在灵里面。
We walk in the spirit.
我们都是属灵的人。
We are all spiritual people.
这一个是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
很不行的。
Unfortunately,
产生了第三种的人。
We have another third group of people.
实在说来，世界上是应当有两种的人。
Strictly speaking, there should be only two classes of people in this world.
你不是说血气的，你就是属灵的。
If you are not fleshly, natural, then you are spiritual.
你如果是属灵的，你就不是属血气。
If you are spiritual, then you are not natural.
你如果说血气的，你就不是属灵的。
If you are not, if you are
fleshly, naturally, you are not spiritual.
这个黑与白呀，是分得非常的清楚。
There is a distinction between black and white.
但是可惜产生了一个灰色的东西。
But unfortunately, there's a gray area now.
所以你要看见说，这个灰色的东西呀，不是神的旨意。
So we can see that this gray area is not in accordance to God's will.
在圣经里头告诉我们说，不行的产生了第三类的人。
Unfortunately, we have this third group of beings.
这个第三类的人就是说肉体的人。
Now this third group of people is what we call carnal people.
受肉体的人不是受天然的人。
The carnal man are not really natural man.
因为这个受肉体的人他里面有灵。
Because this carnal person within him,He has the Spirit.
他里面有主的生命。
He has the life of the Lord within him.
他是一个真正的基督徒。
He is a real Christian.
他是个重生的救人。
He is a saved, born again believer.
他应当做一个属灵的人。
He should be a spiritual person.
但是可惜他不长大，结果就成了一个受肉体的人。
Because he is not growing.Therefore, he became a carnal person.
我们再来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 once again.
从第一节读起。
Verse 1.
保罗说，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作说肉体在基督里为婴孩的。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as a spiritual man, but as to men of flesh.As the babes in Christ.
当保罗在哥林多的时候
，When Paul was in Corinth,
有一些的人他听了福音就蒙恩了。
A group of people heard the gospel and they received the Lord into their heart.
保罗就在他们中间有一年有六个月之久。
And Paul stayed among them for a year and 6 months.
在那里帮助他们
，He helped them.
但是他说我从前对你们说话
He said I speak to you before
保罗对他们说了许多的话
He spoke to them many words
他说我不能把你们当作属灵的
He said I cannot treat you as spiritual
你们呢乃是说肉体
You are men of flesh
因为你们是在基督里做婴孩
Because you are babes in Christ
我们已经说过了
WeMentioned this before.
一个人刚刚信主的时候
，a person who is newly believed in the Lord Jesus,
他里面有灵
，he has a spirit.
他应当是随从灵而行
，he ought to live by that spirit.
但是因为他是初初信主的
，because he is a newborn.A person in the Lord.
但他是在基督里是一个婴孩。
He is a babe in Christ.
所以你就看见说，虽然他里面有灵有圣灵。
Even though he has a spirit, he has life.
但是他过去的那个肉体啊，实在是太强，也是太大。
Because the old flesh that was in him was too strong and too strong for him.
所以在他一切的行动上面呢，他。不是随从灵而行，他还是很多的时候随从肉体而行。
So in his conduct and his behavior, he was not led by the spirit; he was still led by the flesh.
如果懂得原文的人
，those who know the original，
我们知道在这里在字眼上有一点的分别。
We know there is distinction in its word.
在第三章第一节里头，那个受肉体
，the Chapter 3 verse 1 that flesh, man of flesh.
这个是肉体乃是 sarkinos.
That word means sarkinos in Greek.
这个字啊是重在这个物质这个 substance, 这个 material.
This word refers to material.
注重这个组织
It's composition of things.
就是说这个东西啊，乃是完全这个肉体啊来造成的。
This whole thing is composed with physical material.
这是它的本来的性质是这样的。
That's his nature.
这个字里面没有带着一个道德的这个观念在里头。
This word has no moral sense or content in it.
它不过是指着那个元素那一个这个性质来说。
It strictly has to do with its intrinsic thing, its material.
所以当我们初初信主的时候。
So when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
虽然我们有灵。
Even though we have a spirit.
但是呢你就看见说因为我们是婴孩啊所以我们还是活在那个原来的那个性质的里面。
Even though we are still, because we are spiritual based, so we still live the old way.
如果一个短短的时间呢是可以的。
But if it may remain in that state for a short period, it's all right.
因为你这个树林的生命呢，它没有长大。
Because the spiritual life in you has not grown up from up yet.
它没有力量了，来胜过这个肉体这一个东西。
Because the spirit in you is still not strong enough to overcome the flesh.
所以我们看见说，一个初信主的人呢，就是这个样子。
So this is the condition of a new babe in Christ.
虽然有的时候他也能随从圣灵。
Often some, once in a while, he can be led by the spirit.
但是大多数的时候，他还是活在那个原来的那个肉体的里面。
But often times he was living.In his old flesh.
我们昨天已经说过了，这个婴孩是很可爱的。
We know yesterday we shared the baby; they are very lovable.
但是婴孩是非常自私的。
But we also mentioned that babes are more self-centered beings.
他只有自己。
He or she only has self.
没有别人。
Nobody else.
全世界都是围着他的。
The whole world revolves again around him.
这一个。就是他的本质就是这样。
This is what he is, what he really is.
实在说来，他与一个所失去的人没有什么分别。
Actually, this and the people of the flesh, natural man, there's not much, no distinction.
在外面没有什么大的分别。
Externally, there's no distinction.
但是里面是有分别。
But inwardly, there is some distinction.
因为一个所失去的人是没有灵的。
Because the natural man has not the spirit.
但是一个所肉体的人里面是有灵的。
But the carnal man has the spirit.
如果在一个短短的时间呢，做一个所肉体。
For a short period, remain in that condition, carnal man.
我想啊，英文里头啊，有的翻译里头啊，正确的翻译里头说，不是 fleshly, 是 fleshy.
Fleshy, yeah, fleshly, fleshly and fleshy.
不是 flesh ly, 那是 flesh y.
Yeah, fleshy. Yeah.
那就是说，就是肉，瘦肉。
Yeah, it's fleshy.
我们做婴孩的时候啊，是属肉的。
Yeah, when you are babes in Christ, you are fleshy.
小孩子是非常属肉的。
Babes are all flesh, fleshy.
表现他的自己。
Exhibit self-life.
一点没有隐藏。
It's exposed, nothing hidden.
这个就是 fleshy.
That's fleshy.
Yeah. 如果你在基督里做婴孩一段时间呢，就是这样 fleshy， 它是很有趣的。
Yeah, if you read this stage you go through in Christ fleshy, it's interesting.
但是呢，如果太久了
，But if you remain there for too long，
所以保罗说，我从前把你们当作属肉的。
Before I treat you as though you are fleshly,
我用奶来喂你们
and I give you milk to drink.
这是当然的阶段。
This is the necessary phase that you go through.
但是如今呢，你们还是受肉体。
But even now, you are still flesh.
这个第三节里头的受肉体乃是 sarkikos.
And then this time, when the flesh is mentioned, is sarkikos.
那个就表明说，不但是那个物质，并且是带着那个道德的意义在里头。
Not only the material part is there, but also it has the moral content, moral senses.
这个是不应当的。
This you should not be.
因为你们不长大。
Because you are not growing.
你们不愿意长大。
You refuse to grow.
你们还是留在那婴孩的阶段。
You want to remain as babes.
这一个在道德上 有问题的。
This has a moral question.
这一个在属灵的上面是出了毛病的。
This spiritually you have a problem.
所以保罗说，你们还是受肉体与世界上的人一样。
And Paul said, you are still fleshly like mere man, the people of the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
所以你就看见说，在这里产生了第三类的。
Here we have a third kind of people.
很可惜的就是说，第三类的人好像数目不少。
Unfortunately, this third kind of people are numerous.
但是我们看见这个不是神的旨意。
But we know this third group of people is not in accordance to God's will.
那么今天早晨，我们愿意从神的话语的里面。
Today, this morning, we'd like to look through God's word.
来看看这个受肉体的人究竟有什么情形。
We want to see what are some of the characteristics of this carnal person.
我们不谈所学习的人。
We will not talk about the natural man.
因为神已经把我们拯救出来。
Because the Lord saved us from our natural man.
我们以后要谈属灵的人。
And later we'll talk about spiritual man.
但是今天早晨我们还是要来看看这个说肉体的人是怎么样的。
You want to see what this kind of person is like.
保罗写两封的书信给哥林多人。
Paul wrote two letters to the Corinthians.
当然我们知道保罗不只写两封书信给哥林多人。
Paul wrote more than two books.
但是留给我们的神留给我们的就这两本。
We know for to the Corinthians we have these two epistles.
在哥林多前书里面是给我们看见在哥林多教会他们属灵的光景。
First Corinthians,Paul described to us the true spiritual condition in Corinth.
他们那个属灵的光景啊，乃是说肉体的。
Their spiritual condition was carnal.
到了哥林多后书的时候，是给我们看见保罗因着神的工作，怎么样成了一个在基督里的人。
Then Second Corinthians, through the work of the Holy Spirit, how Paul became a man in Christ.
在哥林多前书第一章里面
And First Corinthians 1
保罗告诉我们说这一班在哥林多的信徒
This group of saints in Corinth
比方说第五节
Verse 5
你们在他里面就在口才知识都全备
In everything you are enriched in him that's Christ in all speech in all knowledge
第七节
Verse 7.
你们在恩赐上没有一样不接人的。
And you are not lacking in any gift.
所以我们看见这一班在哥林多的信徒。
So we see this group of saints in Corinth.
他们在口才知识上都全备。
They are gifted in everything. They are gifted in knowledge and in speech.
并且他们在恩赐上面没有一样不接人。
And there's no lack as far as spiritual gift.
那么我们以为说，像这样的教会，那是可羡慕的。
Then we will say, now if a church can be like this, we should greatly admire it.
今天我们巴不得做这样的教会。
We wish we had this kind of condition in our local church.
巴不得弟兄姊妹知识富足。
We wish the brothers said they will be full of knowledge.
恩赐众多。
They have many, many gifts.
这样的教会不是一个很荣耀的教会。
Not this kind of church a glorious church.
但是我们看见。
But we see here.
虽然他们在知识和口才上是全备。
We see that they have speech, they are gifted in knowledge.
虽然他们在恩赐上没有一样不接。
And there's no lack in spiritual gifts.
但是这一般的弟兄姊妹，他们还是受肉体。
But instead of that, they were still carnal.
为什么他们是受肉体的呢？
Why were they carnal?
所以在这里保罗要用神的光来光照他。
And now Paul is using God's light to shine upon them.
圣经告诉我们说在他的光里面我们就得见了光。
So scripture says in his light we shall see light.
我们如果自己点做一个火要在这个火光里头来看我们自己那永远是看不清楚的。
If we light a torch, to examine ourselves, we will never see our true condition.
我们只有在神的光里面，我们才能得见光。
It's in His light we can see true light as to our true condition.
所以在哥林多前书里面，我们要让神的光来光照。
So in 1 Corinthians we need God's light to lighten us.
叫我们真正能看见。我们在神面前那个属灵的光景是怎么光景
So we can truly see our true spiritual condition before God.
我们是属灵的呢，我们还是属肉体
Are we spiritual or are we still carnal?
在第一章里头，保罗告诉我们说
And chapter 1, Paul told us
第十节
Verse 10
弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree, and there be no division among you, but you be made complete in the same mind and in the same judgment.
保罗他开始写哥林多前书的时候
When Paul began to write the letter of 1 Corinthians
我们知道哥林多前书啊实在说来一部分那是保罗回哥林多人给他的信
In one sense it was a reply of Paul to a letter written to him by the Corinthians
他们写信给保罗问他一些问题
They wrote a letter asked Paul many questions
但是呢在保罗回答他们问题之前
So when Paul was ready to write back to them
有一个问题在他们中间
There was one question in their midst
是他们自己没有感觉的
And they were not conscious of
但是在保罗的灵里面他对这个问题就是最严重的问题
But in Paul's spirit he sensed that this problem they face is most important
所以他一开始就先针对这个问题
And so immediately when he wrote this letter he dealt with this matter
他说我们今天呢只应当一心一意彼此相合
He said we should be all of the same mind and all of the same judgment
我们岂不是都是神的儿女吗
Are we all God's children?
我们岂不是都有主的生命吗
Do we all share the life of the Lord Jesus?
我们岂不是都有一位父吗
We all have one Father
我们岂不是都领受一位圣灵吗
We all receive the one Spirit
我们岂不是都有一位主吗
We all have one Lord
我们乃是基督的身体
We are the body of Christ
我们是彼此做肢体
We are members one with another
如果这样的话
If this is the case
当然我们应当一心一意彼此相合
and we should be all in agreement we all should have the same judgment
我们应当同心合意
we should be one we should be united
我们应当保守圣灵所赐给我们的合一
we should all keep the unity that's in the spirit
我们应当彼此相爱
we need to love each other
但是
but
在哥林多人的中间我们看见有分门结党的事
butAmong the Corinthians, there was division and party spirit.
虽然他们在表面上还没有分开
Even externally, they were still one, there's no division.
这些弟兄姊妹还在一起聚会
Even though they gathered together,
但他们里面是已经分裂
But inwardly, there was division.
因为他们中间有的人说我是说保罗的
Because there was some say, I belong to Paul.
是保罗带领我得救的
Through Paul, I got saved.
所以我只听保罗的话。
I want just listen to Paul.
我是跟随保罗的。
I'm Paul's follower.
有的人说我是说亚波罗。
Some say I'm Apollo.
是亚波罗造就我的。
It was Apollo who established me.
我得到他很多的帮助。
I received much help from him.
所以我要跟从他。
I want to follow him.
有的人说我是说基法的。
And some say I belong to Cephas.
因为基法是十二使徒中间带头的。
Because Peter is the number one among the 12 disciples.
他是正统的。
He's the officer.
所以我要跟从他。
So I want to follow him.
那有的人更高超了。
And some even more proud.
他说你们说保罗、说亚波罗、说基法，那太低了。
If you say you belong to Paul, Apollos, and Cephas, you are still lower.
我们是基督。
We belong to Christ.
你们都不是基督。
You are not Christ.
只有我们是属基督。
We are the ones who belong to Christ.
所以你就看见说，在他们中间呢，就彼此纷争。
And then you can see there's a quarrel among them.
有人说保罗最大。
Some say Paul is the greatest.
有人说亚波罗的道理最深。
And some people say Apollos true is the deepest.
有人说基法最正统了。
And he said,Peter is the most offended.
啊，有人说基督是超乎一切。
And some say Christ is above all.
所以他们中间呢，常常为做这些事情，大家在那里争吵。
And so the strife, the jealousy, the quarrel.
他们里面有这种分门结党的行为。
There is division.Party spirit among them.
保罗说你们这样做岂不是像世界上人一样
吗？ And Paul said, when you carry on this way, aren't you like mere men, the men of the world?
在世界的上面，我们看见都是分门结党。
In the world, we see nothing but division and party spirit.
你拥护这个，我拥护那一个。
You are for that, I'm for this.
你不服我，我不服你。
I will not belong to you, I will not belong to somebody else.
因为实在说来，没有两个肉体。
Strictly speaking, no flesh can be truly one.
就是只有两个肉体的话，中间也要分裂。
Even though there are two flesh put together, they will quarrel.
因为个人有个人的思想。
Because they have their own thought.
个人都要做头。
They all want to be head.
个人都要坚持他的自己。
They want to insist where they stand.
在世界上是如此。
That's in the world.
在教会里面也是如此。
And it so was also in the church.
虽然范围不同。
Even the sphere of difference.
一个是在世界里面。
One is taking place in the world.
一个是在教会里面。
And now it's taking place in
the world. 但是那个性质是相同。
But the character of the divine thing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Sisters,
保罗他看到这种的光景。
When Paul saw this condition.
他心里非常的伤痛。
He was grieved in his heart.
他说基督。是分开的。
He said, "Is Christ divided?"
我保罗为你们钉十字架。
The Christ, the Paul crucified for you.
你们受洗是奉着我保罗的名受洗吗？
Well, baptized, were you baptized in the name of Paul?
保罗算不得什么。
Who was Paul?
亚波罗也算不得什么。
Who was Apollos?
他们不过是神的仆人。
But they are only servants of God.
但是叫你们生长的是神自己。
But it's Christ, it's God who makes you grow.
保罗是属于你们的。
Paul is yours.
亚波罗也是你们。
Paul is yours.
基法也是你们。
基法 is all yours.
全世界都是你们。
Everything, whole world is yours.
你们是属于基督。
You belong to Christ.
基督是属于。
And Christ belongs to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看见分门结党，这是肉体的行为。
Division, party spirit is carnal.
所以到加拉太第五章第二十节告诉我们说，纷争结党异端。
So in Galatians 5, there's party spirit, there's heresy, there's jealousy.
我们嫉妒
Jealousy.
我们纷争
There's quarrel.
我们结党
We party spirit.
结果就分派别
And in that way, there will be division.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是肉体的表现。
These are all the manifestations of a carnal man.
今天我们在神的家中。
Today we are in the family of God.
很同心。
To be one.
最同心。
Grievous most.
就是看见神的儿女不能相合。
What grievous most is to see God's people, they cannot love each other.
我们彼此相争分离。
We strive.We quarrel.
这一个是肉体第一个现象。
This is the first manifestation of the flesh.
巴不得我们在神的光中能得见光。
May the Lord shine His light upon us.
第二
Second.
保罗在第二章里面
In chapter 2,
第三章里面
Chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians.
他说我是用奶喂你们。
I give you milk to drink.
我不能把干粮来给你们。
I cannot give you solid food.
你知道，一个受肉体的信徒，他只能吃奶。
A carnal believer can only take milk.
我们已经说过了，奶是经过消化的食物。
We mentioned already that milk is a pre-digested food.
你自己没有你的这个气管呢都没有经过那个操练。
Your faculty, your digestive faculty has not been through the exercise.
所以你不能消化这些的干粮。
And you cannot digest solid food.
现在有病人来替你先吃下去。
And then somebody will take food.
把它消化过了。
Pre-digested.
然后用这个奶来喂这个瘦肉体的人。
And nourish you with milk.
所以一个瘦肉体的人，他只能知道一点基督道理的开端。
So for a carnal man, he only knows the elementary things of God's word.
比方说要悔改。
We need to repent.
要信主。
We need to believe.
要受洗。
We need to be baptized.
比方说知道有审判。
We know there's judgment.
好像他总是只能知道这一点点基督道理的开端。
These are the elementary truths. Of Christ, that's all they know.
对于圣经里头那个神的奥秘。
Regarding the mystery of God, we find in the scriptures.
神啊，永远的旨意。
God's eternal purpose.
他根本没有办法去消化。
They have no way to accept and to understand.
那么，在我们初信主的那一个阶段。
In our beginning, at the first stage of our spiritual life,
当然我们应当是吃奶的。
We ought to have milk.
因为如果吃干粮的话，我们根本没有办法。
We can because at that stage we cannot take solid food.
但是经过了一段的时期
，But after a period of time,
我们应当有灵的操练。
We should have spiritual exercise.
我们应当自己来读神的话。
We should read God's word for ourselves.
我们应当让圣灵。来光照我。
We all need to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit.
我们应当受一点的对付。
We all need to be dealt with.
我们应当对付我们的良心。
We need to deal with our conscience.
我们的灵应当有一点操练。
Our spirit needs to be exercised.
如果这样操练的话
，As we exercise,
我们就知道什么是神的旨意。
We can discover what is God's will.
什么不是神的旨意
？What is not God's will?
什么是对的
？What is right?
在神面前是义的。
What is right? In God's sight.
什么是不对的
？What is not right？
在神面前是不义的。
What is not right in God's sight？
这样经过操练
，as we exercise，
你就慢慢的对于神的话能自己来开始消化。
Then you are able to partake God's word and digest God's word for yourself.
你不是一直在那依靠别人来替你读神的话。
It is not always rely on other people to understand the scripture.
你自己也能从神的话语里面能得出滋养。
You can also nourish yourself through the reading of God's word.
在你属灵的生命上，你就开始长大。
And then you will grow spiritually.
但是一个。肉体的基督徒
But the one who is carnal,
他根本不能消化干
粮 They are not able to take solid food.
所以我们今天看见在神的儿女的中间
So among God's people today,
很多的人
Many,
他都是盼望有人在那里喂养他们
They all hope someone would nourish them.
如果没有人来喂养那他们就饿死了
If no one comes to nourish them, they would suffer hunger.
因为什么呢？因为他们自己不能到神的话语来得着。
Because they cannot approach the word of God and receive nourishment for themselves.
这个也是说肉体的一个特别的现象。
It's also a manifestation of a carnal believer.
第三
Third,
虽然他只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
Even though they can only partake milk and not solid food.
但是很稀奇。
But strangely enough,
他却是自高自大。
And yet they were very proud of themselves. They were very boastful.
好像他什么都知道。
As though they know everything.
这个。这是一个很稀奇的事情。
This is a very strange phenomenon.
我们以为说一个人他如果只能吃奶的话
，We assume that your person can only take milk.
他应当是一个很谦卑的。
He should be a very humble person.
但是很稀奇。
But strangely enough,
虽然他只能吃奶，但是他却是一个自高自大的。
But even though he is taking milk, again he is very proud, very boastful.
他在那里能拣选。
And he can judge.
他说保罗是对的。
He will judge. He said Paul is right.
只有保罗是对的。
Only Paul is right.
其他都不信。
All the others they are not.
所以我跟保罗。
I'll follow Paul.
有人说，只有亚波罗是对的。
Only Apollo is right.
保罗都不对。
Paul is not quite right.
基法，那是落后了。
Cephas is
backward.
It's backward.
只有亚波罗才是进步的。
Only Apollo is progressive.
好像他很会分辨。
He has discernment.
好像他什么都懂。
He understands everything.
这个很自大。
Self-confidence.
你知道很多的时候，我们以人为夸口啊，实在是夸口自己。
You know when person is boastful.He's boastful about himself.
你实在是要夸口你自己。
You're boasting yourself.
但你觉得你的资格还不够。
But you feel somehow you're not quite qualified.
恐怕别人他不会接受。
Afraid that the other may not accept your judgment.
所以你只做一个人夸口。
So you.
肉体如果不受对付的话。
If the flesh is not being dealt with.
或者说，你如果只对付肉体的罪恶
，if you only deal the sin that's on the flesh，
而你不对付肉体的良善
，but if you not dwell the flesh itself the goodness as in the flesh，
结果肉体的罪恶要跟着进来。
The bad part of the flesh will follow the good part of the flesh.
因为从肉身生的就是肉身。
Because what is the flesh is flesh.
不是因为你信了主了，你这个肉体就变属灵了。
It's not that after you believe the Lord Jesus, your flesh becomes somehow spiritualized.
肉体总是肉体。
Flesh remains flesh.
肉体在世界上里面，世人里面是肉体。
The flesh in the people of the world.
是肉体
is flesh.
肉体在信徒里面仍旧是肉体
The flesh and the belief is still that same flesh.
但是许多的时候我们以为说肉体的罪恶我们要弃绝
Often we think the sin that's in the flesh we need to be dealt with.
但是肉体的良善我们要保存并且要使用
But the good flesh we want to preserve and we want to use it.
我从前用我的肉体去犯罪
Before I use my flesh to sin.
我现在要用我的肉体来侍奉神
Now I use my good flesh to serve God.
来遵行神的旨意
To do God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Sisters,
这是很危险
That is a dangerous thing.
因为这样的话这个肉体本身没有受对付
Because if this is the case,The flesh has not been dealt with.
早晚肉体的罪恶要跟着进来。
Eventually, the sin that's in the flesh will catch up to you.
所以在哥林多人的中间就发生了这样乱伦的事情。
So in Corinthians, we have this immorality came about in their midst.
但是不是这样。
More than that.
虽然犯罪的不过是一个弟兄。
It was only one person who sinned.
但是整个的教会的良心都是麻木的。
But unfortunately, the conscience of the whole fellowship was bitten.
有了这样的罪，但是教会没有看见这个罪的可恶。
This sin exists in the church, but the church did not see the awfulness.
反而他们夸口说你看我们实在是非常宽大量真是很 tolerate
In fact they were boasting that how large hearted they really were
我们的心胸是何等的扩大
How large were their hearts
连罪恶都能包容起来
They even embraced tolerated sin
所以当保罗看见这种情形的时候
When Paul saw their true condition
他说我人虽不在你们中间我的灵已经在你们中间
He said even that I was not with you in the flesh but I'm already with you in spirit
我奉着主的灵要把这个人交给撒旦
But in the name of the Lord I already committed this man to Satan
叫他的肉体被毁坏叫他的灵能蒙灵
That his body may be destroyed that his soul still may be saved
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
一个受肉体的人你就看见要落在不义的里面
The fleshly person always fall into evil
而圣经清楚告诉我们不义的人不能进入 神的国。
And the scriptures tell us that the unrighteous cannot enter the kingdom of God.
今天在神的家中。
In God's children, at God's household.
我们看见许许多多的不义。
We notice there are many evil things.
不但是这样。
Not only to find, we find in Corinthians.
更痛心的。更叫人伤心。
Even more grievous.
就是众弟兄姊妹里面没有感觉。
Is the most grievous thing is the brothers, their conscience were not aware of the sin that exists in the midst.
好像模糊的。
As though they were numb.
这一个就是一个受肉体的教会。
This is a church that indeed has fleshly or carnal.
不但是这样，到了第六章里面，我们看见他们不法。
And the comes to chapter 6, and we see their own lawlessness.
弟兄告弟兄的状。
Brother take brother to court.
并且是告在外邦人里面。
And to a Gentile court.
所以保罗说，你们是弟兄啊。
Paul said, "Your brethren."
如果你们中间有问题的话，难道你们中间没有弟兄有智慧可以来调解吗
？You have problem in your midst. Is there not a person in your midst who has the wisdom to deal with this matter?
我们将来要审判这个世界。
Do you know that we will judge the world?
怎么今天我们跑到那个世界人的面前去告状呢
？How come we go to the earthly court, the world court, the world to settle matters?
你今天你所欺负的是你的弟兄。
The one that you offended is your brother.
你为什么不肯吃亏呢
？Why not be defrauded, be offended by them?
啊，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们在教会中也看见许多这样的事情。
Today we see this sort of thing exists in the church。
这个是受肉体的显现。
This is also a manifestation of the carnal person。
然后到了第七章的里面。
Then comes to chapter 7。
保罗在这里是回答他们的信。
And Paul here replies his reply to the letter or inquiry by the Corinthians.
他们写信给保罗，问到男女的问题。
As the relationship between a man and a woman.
在哥林多那一个地方，对这些的问题是非常的松懈。
Now in Corinthians, this kind of questions is very
loose,
very loose.
所以在他们中间也有这些的问题。
And so they have this problem, this question arises.
究竟男女之间的关系是怎么一回事
？What is the proper relationship between man and woman?
是不是一切都是自由，都是放松的
？Is it free and we can do things loosely?
换一句话说，他们不能自愿。
In other words, there is no self-control.
在男女之间的关系不能约束他们自己的情欲。
Between the relationship between the man and the woman, they cannot control their lust.
一直就发生许多的问题。
And they created many, many problems.
所以保罗就告诉他们说，为着免去这些的难处。
In order to avoid some of these problems.
当然最好男的不要进女的。
It is better that a man should not touch a woman.
但是如果你禁不住的话，那就应当结婚。
But if you cannot no self control, then you ought to get married.
因为婚姻是一个约束。
Because marriage is a discipline.
乃是一个约。
Is a covenant.
这样能帮助我们。叫我们能克制我们的情欲
，so it will help us to control the lust。
能在正当的路上来生活
，so they can live in a normal way。
不单是这样
，more than that，
他们中间甚至有人说
，even people say in the Corinthians，
哎呀，我们已经结了婚了
，we already married。
这个结了婚啊，麻烦太多了。
If we married, we have many problems。
我们可以不可以离婚呢
？Can we divorce？
我从前结婚的那个太太，她我们 那我们从前都没有信主。
Before we married, we both were unbelievers.
现在我信了主了。
Now I am believer.
但是我的太太还没有信主。
But my wife still not believer.
或者我的先生还没有信主。
Or my husband still not believer.
我能不能离开他呢？
现在 should I leave that person?
圣经不是说信与不信不能同福音了吗？
Isn't that the Bible says the saved and the unsaved cannot yoke together?
所以要用圣经啊，来掩护他自己的行为。
So they want to use the scripture to justify their action.
实在他要自由。
But actually, it's their own liberty.
保罗说
，Paul said,
你如果已经结婚了
，If you're already married,
你怎么知道你不能把你的丈夫带到主的面前
？How do you know that through your godliness you gain your spouse?
你怎么知道你不能把你的妻子带到神的面前
？How do you not know that you can bring your wife to the Lord?
如果她愿意与你同居的话，你应当。
If she are willing to live with you, it's good.
所以弟兄姊妹
Christ sisters,
在这里给我们看见肉体是不能制约的
Christ, here we see that you cannot control carnal. Carnal has a flesh, has no self-control.
圣灵的果子乃是 self-control.
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control.
这一个又是一种肉体的行为。
This is another manifestation of a carnal person.
你再看下去。
And let's go on.
到了第第八章第九章里面。
And chapter 8 and chapter 9. It's still with the sacrifice to the idol.
这个也是不能自愿。
They have no self-control.
当时的时候。
In those days.
他们这个拜偶像
They worship idols
所以许多在市场上面的这个买的肉啊
And the meat you find in the market
有的都是这个献过祭的
That some already have offered to the idols
那么这些祭司啊就把它拿到市场上来出卖
And then the priest will take the meat to the market and sell them
而常常这些的肉是最好的肉
And sometimes this meat are the best quality
那么这些信徒的人啊他想吃肉
And all these believers they love to eat meat
又好又便宜
And because it's good quality and yet it's reasonable
那么这些的肉啊都是献过祭的
And but this often offer already offered to the
idols 那么我们现在可以不可以吃
Now can we eat or not can we eat
不但是这样
More than that
当时所有的这个宴会啊，常常是在庙里头的。
And in those days when they have a feast, the feast often take place within the temple.
所以他信了主之后，他说：“那么我可以不可以到庙里去赴宴会呢
？”And then the question after I'm a believer, can I go to those places and to have feast?
反正我是知道真理的人呢。
But I know the truth. Oh, I know the truth.
我知道自己的危险。
I know there's only one God.
这些偶像啊，根本不是神。
And the idols are not really God.
那你就献给他，也等于没有献。
So if you offer it as though it's not offered to him.
所以庙也不算庙。
So temple doesn't mean a thing.
那你可以去尽量的去享用去。
So you can really go and feast yourself.
换一句话说，放纵他的私欲。
In other words, let go of your love.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
保罗就给他们看见。
Paul enlightened.
我如果因着吃肉叫一个弟兄跌倒，我宁可不吃肉。
If I eat meat, then I offend a weak brother. I would rather not eat meat.
我要凭着爱心来生活。
I want to live a life of love.
我要顾到别人的良心。
I want to be sensitive to other people.
我不能再单顾到我自己。
I cannot just think for myself.
这些都是受约束。
These are all for our self-control.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一个信主的人是一个受约束的人。
A believer is the one who has self-control.
是圣灵在哪里约束我
？Is the Holy Spirit controlling us?
我们与圣灵合作。
We cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
这样我们才能做一个属灵的人。
Then we can become a spiritual person.
这一个是第八章给我们。
That's why you find in chapter 8.
那到了第九章里面
，Chapter 9,
我们看见他们这些人是吹毛求疵。
This man, they were very critical and they were very judgmental.
他们在那里呀，吹毛求疵，在那里批评保罗。
Okay, they were there criticizing Paul.
他说你看，别的使徒啊，都是带着太太旅行，怎么你这个保罗连太太都没有？
They were so critical of Paul. He said all the other servants, when they travel with their wife.
你看
but Paul, you travel alone. What's the matter with you?
你看，如果你是使徒的话，你应该靠福音养生呢。
If you are truly a servant, you ought to live by the gospel.
而你这个人，你偏偏不要靠着福音养生。
But you are not living by the gospel.
那你一定不是使徒。
Then you are not really the God of
God. 所以你看你说你不论你做什么他们都能从你身上找出一点东西来。
So whatever you do, they find in your life something they can criticize.
他要来批评你。
They will criticize, judge.
他不知道保罗他是在神的面前攻克己身叫声说他。
And he didn't know that how Paul buffled himself that he would not go try to offend and offend to the others.
免得他传福音给别人，自己反对丢弃了。
So that he preached gospel to others and he himself disqualified.
他为着福音的缘故，他愿意放下他自己。
And he, for the gospel's sake, he was willing to give of himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，是不是这样？
Is this the case?
一个说肉体的人是最会找别人毛病的。
The one who is carnal is the one who is very capable of seeing others' point for him, for area for him to criticize.
你无论怎么样，他总有一个办法来批评你。
No matter what kind of life you live, he always had a way to criticize you.
所以后来保罗说，人怎么论断我，我就不管了。
He said, "I'm not going to be judged by man."
将来主会论断。
God is one who will judge you.
这一个是说肉体的现象。
This is the manifestation of a carnal person.
那么到了第十章里面。
Chapter 10.
这是第十章。
Chapter 10.
第十章里面又给我们看见一件事。
In chapter 10, we also see another manifestation.
实在我要说的是第十一章。
Chapter 11。
在那里呀、又给我们看见一个说肉体的现象。
There we see another manifestation of the flesh。
他们这些的人
，these people，
他不受世俗。
They orderly.
Okay.
Yeah. They are not orderly. They refuse to live an orderly life.
保罗他在第十一章的里面。
In chapter 11.
他在这里是谈到所谓蒙头的事情。
In this matter about head covering.
实在他谈到这个问题的时候。
And when it comes to this matter.
他是注意到一个属灵的事实。
Paul is talking about a matter of spiritual order.
我们知道说神在宇宙中他设立了一个属灵的秩序。
We know in creation, in the universe, God has his spiritual order.
因为我们的神是一个有秩序的神。
Because God is God of order.
他所以保罗在那里说，神是基督的头。
God is the head of Christ.
基督是个人的头。
Christ is the head of every man.
男人是女人的头。
Man is the head of the woman.
因此就谈到这个蒙头的事情。
And then Paul touched on this matter of head covering.
我们在这里要注意的那是次序。
But what we are concentrating here is this matter of ordering, order.
父与子是同等，并不是强夺的。
Between the father and son, they are equal. Is that something for the son to be grasped?
但是，当子来到地上做人的时候
，So when the son came to this world to become a man,
他就不在父的权柄之下。
He submits under the authority of the Father.
所以圣经说神是基督的头。
And so the scripture says God is the head of Christ.
就着生命来说。
as far as life is concerned,
父与子是同一个生命。
The father and the son share that same life.
没有高低，没有上下。
There is no higher life or lower life.
也没有多少，多少。
There's more, there's no less.
父与子在生命上是完全同等的。
As far as life is concerned, the father and the son both are equal.
但是在侍奉上，在工作上
，But in a matter of work，
当子到地上来做基督的时候
，So when the Son came to this earth to be the Christ of God，
他就不在神父的底下
，And he submit himself unto God，
神父做他的头
，God the Father became his head，
他做父神的身体。
He became the body of the father of the.
他活在世界上三十几年，就是为着遵行父神的旨意。
For 33 years on this earth, he lived for one thing, is to do the will of his father.
他说：“我凭着自己不能做什么。”
He said, "Apart from me, I can do. Apart from him, I can do nothing."
我凭着自己不能说什么。
I cannot do anything by myself.
我是一个身体。
I am the body.
我这个身体是完全来遵行头的旨意。
My body, this body is to obey, to carry out the will of the head.
所以他的一生呢，以神做他的头。
So his whole life, God was his head.
他在神面前是蒙头的。
So Christ, in before God, he was under covering.
他不是自己出头的。
He never lifted up his own head.
撒旦试探他，要他自己出头。
Satan came to him. He wanted him to exercise his self will, to be head for himself.
但是我们的主绝对不做。
But he refused.
他说你要敬拜神，单单是。
He said you should worship God and serve Him alone.
人活着不是单靠食物，是靠着神口中一切所说的话。
Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word proceed out of the mouth of God.
你不可试探。主你的神
Do not tempt the Lord your God.
我们的主在世界的时候，他完全站在一个门头的地位。
So while he was on earth, he stand on the place of head cover.
他做神的身体。
He became the body of God.
神为他预备一个身体。
God prepared him a body.
在遵行神的身体。
And that body is to carry out the will of God.
叫神的。工作得以完成
，so that God's work can be accomplished.
所以他在十字架上所成了。
And so on the cross, he cried, "It's finished."
那么在这个次序的里面
，in this order,
给我们看，就说基督是众人个人的头。
Christ is the head of all men.
我们每一个属于主的人
，all those who belong to the Lord.
我们应当以基督为我们的头。
We ought to take him as our head.
因此在罗马十二章里头说，要将身体献上当作。
And that's why in Romans 12 we are to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，那是理所当然。
It's holy, it's acceptable, it's displeasing to God.
我们把身体献上当作活祭。
But we offer our body as a living sacrifice.
什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
意思就是说，从今以后，我这个身体要伏在你基督元首的底下。
It means from this moment on, my body is to submit under the headship of Jesus Christ.
你是我的头。
You are my head.
我这个身体是属于你。
This body belongs to you.
我这个身体是为你而活的。
This body lives for you.
来遵行你的旨意。
To do your will.
我自己不做头。
I'm not the head myself.
我自己不主张。
I have no will of my own.
我寻求你的旨意。
I seek your will.
我遵行你的旨意。
I to do your will.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
这是一个属灵的次序。
This is a spiritual order.
但是今天有许多神的儿女，
But today many God's people,
他没有守这个次序。
But they do not keep this order.
许多神的儿女，
many of God's people,
在肉体的里面，
in the flesh,
做头。
they become head.
不让基督做头。
They did not allow Christ to be their head.
你知道肉体都是习惯做头的。
You know, brothers, all flesh loves to be head.
没有一个肉体喜欢做身体。
No flesh desires to be just a body.
所以一个说肉体的信徒，他总是要做头。
So the fleshly person all want to be the head.
不但他对于他自己的生活，他要。
Even in his own life, he wants to run his own life, be the head over his own life.
在教会里面，他也要做头。
Even he wants to be the head over the church.
他不肯在基督的面前蒙头。
He does not want to submit or come under the covering of the headship of Christ.
所以说肉体的人是不受次序的。
So a carnal man refuses to fit into the ordering of God.
他反而要在那里争辩。
And he will quarrel.
他说现在我们是文明了。
He said we are
civilized.
We are civilized.
我们是平等的。
We are all equal.
不错，在生命上是平等。
Yes, in life we are all equal.
但是在神的工作上面乃是有秩序。
But in God's work there is a proper order there.
那么到了第十二章。
And chapter 12.
十二章里面实在是讲到身体。
Chapter 12 deals with the body.
许多人认为十二章是讲属灵的恩赐。
More often people think chapter 12 speaks of spiritual gifts.
实实十二章是讲身体。
Strictly speaking, chapter 12 talks about the body.
我们虽然多，人是一个身体。
Even though we are many, there is one body.
一个身子，但是许多的肢体。
One body, many members.
基督也是这样。
And so is Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们所有属于主的人。
So we who belong to the Lord.
不但主是我们的头。
Christ is our head.
我们要向他蒙头。
We need to come under his covering.
不管弟兄也好，姊妹也好。
Whether it's brother or sister.
我们都要向他蒙头。
We all need to submit to his headship.
同时
at the same time,
我们是基督的身体。
We are the body of Christ.
我们是彼此做肢体。
We are members one to another.
我们互相联络做肢体。
We are joined together as body of Christ.
我们千万不能独立。
We can never live individually.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
一个说肉体的信徒是一个独立的人。
A carnal person is an individualistic person.
我们的独立性必须受神的对付。
Our individualism needs to be dealt with.
我们的独立性是可以并且是继续的。Individuality.
The individuality is
continuous.
It continues. Our individuality continues.
我盼望弟兄姊妹能清楚这个分别。
Okay.
神造我们每一个人有他的独特的性。
When God created us, we are individual. We have a special thing that's individual, specifically yours.
神不要我们统一。
God does not want us all to be look alike.
不但是脸都是一样的。
Not only look alike.
并且我们的这个里面的那个所谓temperament, 我们的这个性质也是一样的。
Even we have different temperaments.
这个是我们的独特性。
This is our individuality.
这个独特性啊，是神所创造。
This individuality is what God has given to each of us.
因为神喜欢呢，这个配合。这个各种的不同
because God loves variety
在各种的不同里面来配合成为一个合一
there's variety and there's unity
这一个是荣耀的事
this is the glorious work of God
所以你千万不要同一人
so don't seek for uniformity
也千万不要学别人
and do not copy others
因为神要做你要你他是做你
because God wants you to be you
这个独特性啊，是存到永永远远。
This individuality, this things last forever.
在新耶路撒冷城里啊，这个十二个根基啊，是十二块不同的宝石。
The foundation of New Jerusalem, we have 12 different kind types of precious stones.
我们还能认出彼得来。
We still can recognize Peter.
但是虽然认出彼得，我们却在彼得身上看见基督。
Even though we know it's Peter, but it's Christ Peter that we see.
这是独特性。
This individuality.
但是独立性必须受对付。
But individualism needs to be dealt with.
我们不能单独。
We can never be independent.
我们要与众弟兄姊妹配搭起来。
We need to be fitted together with one another.
我需要你，你也需要我。
I need you and you need me.
眼睛不能对脚说我不需要你。
The eye cannot say to the feet, I have no need of you.
我们彼此都是需要的。
We need each other.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个说肉体的人，他总是单独。
The fleshly person is oftentimes individualistic.
他不能与人配合起来。
He cannot fit in with the others.
他要统一别人。
He wants to bring others to himself.
这一个就是肉体的表现。
This is the manifestation of a fleshly person.
这个第十二章。
That's chapter 12.
那么第十三章。
Chapter 13.
那当然非常清楚，就是说十三章是一个爱的章节。
Chapter 13 is a chapter of love.
这个爱是特别执着在身体里面的爱。
This love refers to the love that's in the body.
但是一个受肉体的人就没有这种的爱。
But a person who's fleshly does not possess this kind of love.
他看重这个口才、知识。
He admires eloquence, knowledge.
他看重那些的这个神迹奇事。
He admires miracles.
他看重方言。
He admires tongues.
甚至于天使的话。
And even the eight tongues of the angel.
他也看重他自己的工作。
And he admires his own work.
但是他里面没有爱。
But there's no love.
如果没有爱的话，这是都算不得。
If there's no love, all the works are zero.
这一个就是肉体。
This is also a manifestation of the flesh.
那么到了第十四章
14,
这里看见我看见说一个受肉体的人喜欢表扬他。
Here we find a person with color, he likes to display himself.
为什么哥林多人喜欢这个唱诗呢？方言呢？
Why does the Corinthians they love to admire the gift of tongue?
因为可以表扬他自己。
Because the gift of tongue, you can display yourself.
他愿意高举他自己。
You elevate yourself.
他不愿意去造就别人。
He's not for the edification of others.
那么到了第十五章里面。
And comes to 15.
一个在肉体里面的人，乃是一个不信的人。
The one.
证明他不能接受。
The one who is called, he has many unbeliefs. He cannot believe many of the truth.
如果不合他胃口的，他不能接受。
That which is not agreeable to him, he will not believe.
哥林多的信徒中有人不信复活的事。
Some of the Corinthians they do not believe in resurrection.
为什么他们不能信复活的？不信复活的。
Why they do not believe in resurrection?
因为他们不能信复活。
Because they do not.
They cannot believe.
Because they cannot believe resurrection.
如果他们相信复活，他们最终的生活行动怎么行呢？
So if they believe in resurrection, what will happen to their life?
像这样的生活叫他们不能相信复活。
Because the way they live, they cannot believe resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，许多的真理我们不信，原因就是因为我们自己的情形。
Because there are many truths we cannot believe is because of our own condition.
那么到了第十六章里面
，It comes to 16.
保罗就特别提到说
，And Paul mentioned
我们要学习做一个顺服的。
We need to learn to be an obedient person.
在十六章末了的时候
，At the end of chapter 16,
他说那一些为主劳苦带领我们的人
，Those who serve, those who labor in the Lord,
我们要尊敬他
，We need to respect,
我们要服从他
，We need to submit to them.
弟兄姊妹，一个说肉体的人最不喜欢的就是顺服。
One of the hardest things for a carnal person to do is submission.
他要人顺服他，但是他不能顺服。
He wants others to submit to him, but he does not want to submit to others.
但是在神的家中。
But in the house of God,
我们的弟兄，你弟兄这样的说。
Our brother Lee put it this way.
他说你到了神的家，第一件事就要学习顺服。
When you enter into God's house, the first lesson you learn is submission.
你不是在那寻找谁来顺服我。
You are not there to seek who can submit to you.
你要寻找你能顺服谁。
You are there to seek to whom you must submit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以在哥林多前书的里面。
So in 1 Corinthians.
是给我们看见说肉体的那种光景。
We see the characteristic of the carnal person.
为什么他们继续的做肉体的人
how they maintain in this condition as carnal person?
因为他们不肯接受基督的十字架。
Because they refuse to embrace the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说我在你们中间不知道必定只知道基督耶稣并他定时。
So Paul said, in your midst, I know nothing but Christ and him crucified.
一个在主里面做婴孩的人
The one who is faith in Christ
要学习随从圣灵
Need to learn to be led by the Spirit
要接受基督十字架在我们里面的工作
Need to accept the work of the cross in his life
这样我们就脱离所肉体的情形
That we can be delivered from our flesh
进到那个树林成长的光景
And into spiritual and to grow to maturity. Let's pray.
Our 主，我们的神，巴不得我们在你的光中能得见光。主啊，多少的时候我们自己点着火，要来看我们自己，但是我们受了欺骗。主啊，我们今天愿意谦卑俯伏在你面前，求你用你的光来照亮我们，除去我们一切所肉体的东西，把我们带到你所喜悦的道路。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.